You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with, once again, Carolyn Blank, the founder of Home Guard Directory, who is an engaged entrepreneur dedicated to connecting consumers in their love of the home and guard to quality retailers online. Understanding that time is becoming a scarce resource for many people, Carolyn has created a place for consumers to easily research unique products and services and ultimately connect with the retailers that they can provide them. Carolyn, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Nice to be here.
You betcha. So, Carolyn, last time we talked, you spoke about the changing retail landscape. Your focus is the online world. What do you see that's happening today?
Well, Eric, innovation continues to move the bar for retail. Pinterest has really captured the love we have for photos, and many retailers, of course, are responding by incorporating great pinnable images on their websites. In addition, the recent changes that Google has made to their algorithm has placed more importance on social aspects and how much sharing is taking place with our content. And finally, content is moving to becoming the new retail store. Content, for those who may not know, is anything contained within a website that gives value to the customer. This means that bloggers, journalists, and digital publishers are creating an integrated experience. For example, this could look like reading about a news article on a particular topic and being able to click on a Netflix documentary, or even purchasing an ebook on that same topic. Soon, you may find yourself talking with a friend about where they purchased their duvet cover. And you know what? Instead of a retailer, they may mention the name of a blogger or a publisher.
Now, I know you connect with a lot of different online retailers. What do some of the best online retailers do that others may not be doing?
Well, most retailers today understand they need an online presence. And within those retailers, there's a wide range of how these retailers actually approach their online presence. Generally, they fall into two groups, and it's really quite simple. I see it as those who know their numbers and those who don't. So the group that knows their numbers can tell me how many visitors they get in a month, what their page rank is, how many backlinks they have, how many email addresses they're capturing, and understand trends in each of these areas. It's not complicated to set up, and once you know where to track this, it's really, it takes roughly about 10 minutes a month to update your information. As business owners, we really can't close our eyes and hope things work out. And yet, there are lots of businesses that are doing exactly this. The key is to keep it simple, start small, and start tracking just a few metrics. Then, over time, you'll see some trends and be exposed to more information that you can do something or, quite frankly, even nothing with. But that's the beauty of having information. You have choice, and those choices lead to better decision-making. The other group, Eric, is engaged and active with their numbers. They know how their data is trending. They adopt different marketing and search engine optimization strategies and start evaluating how these new tactics can make a difference. What I find interesting, and this was just recently in the news, is that some brick-and-mortar shops are now seeking to create the same type of analytics in-store that they can get online. Retailers can now gather traffic from cameras mounted above the door and feed store staff scheduling software. This allows them to increase sales across all hours. And others are using heat maps. You know, exactly like the police used in Boston recently, they're using heat maps to see how people move around a store. And that's just the start. So the concept, however, is still the same. Use data to understand your business and use it to become more competitive.
Now, speaking of the competition, I've heard that Target is expanding into Canada, and it will be one of the largest in Canadian history. How do you think Target will do in Canada, and how will it impact smaller retailers?
Well, you know what? I think Target is being very smart about how they approach this new market. A few stores have opened in Ontario, and the demand continues to be really high at these stores. They've done their homework. Canadians don't want a Target light, as we call it, and they're responding to that by incorporating many of the same designer lines, new Canadian designer lines, and the same shopping experience. And second, you know, Canadians are really price sensitive. I guess all of us are. But Target has indicated their prices will be on par with their competitors. As well, Target has indicated that they are actually done experimenting for now with its Shops at Target concept that featured a handful of select independent boutique retailers selling their goods in their stores. So the lessons that I see from this experience in the past year apply to both the online world and brick-and-mortar shops. And here are just three things that I think small business should really focus on to succeed in the same space as Target does. Number one, customers value the service and personality that your expertise offers. You got to make that front and center. Two, customers want unique offerings. And three, customers want a shopping environment that's uncluttered, open, allows people to easily move from one space to another. And interestingly enough, this concept applies to both an online shop or a physical location.
Today we're joined by, once again, Carolyn Blank, founder of Home Garden Directory, dedicated to connecting consumers and their love of the home and garden to quality retailers online here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Carolyn, how does your business help the small independent retailer?
Well, Eric, we really help in two ways. First, we offer a quality backlink, which will help your site have better rankings with search engines. And search, as you know, was designed to give us choice. However, if you search for bedding, for example, on Google, the first and second pages will primarily display Overstock, Bed & Bath, Target, Amazon, and Macy's. And I think, you know, I really do think most people like to see more choice and want to support small business, and that's exactly what we help them discover. On Home Garden Directory, you can go to our bedding category and see, all in one place, 30 different options. Some will be retails you know about, others will be undiscovered. And, you know, we're quite excited. In just the past 2 months, two of our shops have been featured by national design magazines. We continually are on the hunt for really cool shops that we know our viewers are going to love. Second, we offer a multi-platform marketing system to keep in front of our ever-growing viewer list. So we use Pinterest, Facebook, blogging, and email marketing to deliver ideas, deals, and inspiration to our home and garden lovers.
I see from your website that supporting Alzheimer's research is quite important to you. Tell me about that, if you would.
Yeah, well, you know, in 2005, unfortunately, my dad passed away from Alzheimer's. And watching the progression of the disease on my dad and its impact on the rest of our family was awful. And I think everybody has that same experience. And so I want my company to help make a difference to end this disease.
How many people will be affected by this disease?
Well, really, Eric, right now we see that we've got about 5 million Americans living with the disease. That's way too many. But unfortunately, by 2050, the projections are that that will balloon to over 13 million. And so just to give a little bit better perspective on that, if you're familiar with Fenway Park in Boston, you know it holds about 38,000 people. So 13 million people is roughly 355 Fenway stadiums. But get this, the caregivers required to look after those people would take up another 1,000 stadiums. So that's way too many people. And on top of that, you know, many people are not aware that the healthcare costs associated with the disease will be more than cancer and heart disease combined. So we really need to do something about this. And so we're really excited to have our first Home Garden Directory Alzheimer's event in conjunction with the Alzheimer's Association, The Longest Day, which of course is coming up on June 21st. So our team is a public team, and I hope we can get as many people in the U.S. and Canada to join our team and raise some good funds for Alzheimer's support and research. It's easy and fun, and if you want to participate, we'd encourage you to just Google The Longest Day Alzheimer's, and you'll find their site, and join our team. It's called Memories for Life.
Very good. Appreciate you sharing that, and certainly wish you all the success with that event. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Home Garden Directory online?
Easy, Eric. All you need to do is go to homegardendirectory.com, and you can find us.
Been good to have had you back. She is Carolyn Blank, founder of Home Garden Directory, dedicated to connecting consumers and their love of the home and garden to quality retailers online. And once again, the website of reference is homegardendirectory.com. Carolyn, thanks so much for joining us again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. We'll be right back.
is the ePodcast Network.